Hello and welcome to Sleepy Time with Rachel. We're episode 3. Not doing so good on views, but that's okay. I'm recording in my closet right now. It's day one of self-quarantining because as long as I don't have to go outside, I will not. And I gotta say, it's been kind of nice. Gotten a lot of Legend of Zelda playing done. I should be doing school, but I'd rather not. So today, I thought I'd tell you all about my music past, 'cause I do music sometimes. I'm not that good, but like it's the thought that counts, right? So when I was 5-ish, I think, yeah, 5, mom put me and both my brothers in piano lessons, and I had this one teacher. I don't remember if I had an opinion on piano. It was just kind of a thing I had to do. And then we got this new piano teacher named Karen. Karen's cool. She has this fat little black lab named Xena. Xena is, she's like, she's short and kind of fat. And so she keeps like tearing her ligaments or something. Anyways, yeah, Xena's really cute. Xena, oh my God, what a cute dog. She's kind of dorky though. Like, not very good at exercising. She liked to bite though. Whenever I'd go over to her house to practice piano, I'd just mostly pet Xena. Okay, so yeah, I played piano since I was 5. And at a certain age, I think mom was like, okay, you don't have to be in piano, but you have to pick musical instruments. So my oldest brother, Matt, started playing guitar. And then my middle brother Ben started playing the drums, and I kept on with piano because I think my reasoning was I already knew how to play it, so what's the point of starting something else, I guess? But in grade 2, one of my like only friend in elementary school, she played violin. And she brought it to show and tell once, and I was like, oh, I want to do that. So I was like, I want to play violin this year. So mom got me a violin. I don't know if she bought it or rented it. If she bought it, it was a complete waste of money because I never practiced. So yeah, I had my violin teacher. She was nice. I think I distinctly remember her having an allergy to like every type of food. And I think she had to eat with her feet or something, like put a fork in one foot and a knife in the other and just eat like that. I'm not sure. I was 8, so my memory's not that good, but like I'm positive that she was not a regular human being. She was nice though, except I also remember the main thing that we did was just like walk around her couch and play violin. It was supposed to get me used to like holding the bow. And in hindsight, this would have been really useful because you know that violinist, Lindsay Sterling? So, like, she dances and plays violin. She's really good. So, I was like, if I got better at doing that, and if I never quit dancing, one lesson that I got, I could have been just like her by now and I wouldn't be working at a spa and it would be really, really cool. But that didn't happen because after a year, mom was like, Rachel, you never practice and you have not gotten any better. So no more violin for you. Back to piano. So that was that. I'm pretty sure we rented it. Yeah, so sorry, it's had interrupted because I am in my closet, so I gotta stay very sneaky. Because this is embarrassing. So I stopped playing violin and just played piano. And I didn't really like learning from the books. I was really good at playing by ear. That was kind of my thing. Like we never really did theory, but when we did, I always liked to do like the hearing practices because that was what I was good at, not really sight reading and all that. But then at a certain point, I just kind of told my piano teacher, hey, I don't want to learn by the books anymore. I'll just like watch YouTube videos and play songs that I will play again, like, pop songs and such. So in grade six, that was when I really liked One Direction. It's a secret. I was so fucking hard for One Direction. Like Zayn Malik. More like Zayn, like my asshole. Oh my God. He was so hot. And then he got all weird and stuff. Yeah, so I really liked One Direction. So I got a bunch of, books for learning songs from that, like What Makes You Beautiful, and then the One Way or Another, I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna meet you, meet you, meet you. You know that song. It's a bop. Yeah, so I learned that for a little bit. Mom would get me like books of soundtracks and stuff. And I wouldn't really play them because I don't watch a whole lot of movies, so a lot of them were kind of irrelevant. It took me to grade 8 to watch all the Star Wars series, and that's just because my parents forced me to. I don't like I really like movies, but I hate starting them. So yeah, it's just like I love the Avengers series, but I haven't seen Endgame or Infinity War because I just haven't gotten around to it. As in, I don't really want to. But I do, I just don't. I don't know, I just don't like it when movies they all end and you just want to know what happens next, and that's why I'm so obsessed with fan fiction, because they just take the end of the story and they just roll with it. I don't care how bad it is. Like they add their own twists on it. Oh man, usually they're pretty terrible. But okay, so yeah, now I have a ton of piano books and I've just never really gone through them, but that's okay, 'cause now I just kind of print off sheet music from MuseScore and try and read that. I got this really good Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild medley. And I love it when they have the sheet music for free, because it's like a lot of the free stuff isn't that advanced, so I don't like to get it because it's just like I don't want to play simple, boring songs. I want to play something with a little bit of zest, but all those ones cost money, so I'm like, what do I do? So you're thinking, oh, I could get the simple ones and then I could just like add more to them as long as I have the base for it. But I don't want to do that. So anyways, the Hamilton musical really changed my life, because I got into it in grade 10 because Andre got into it and I liked Andre, so I wanted him to be impressed with all of my Hamilton the musical knowledge. So I started listening to it and I got so into it. Oh my God, it's amazing. Such a good musical, so many great songs. But then I watched a bootleg of it and Thomas Jefferson, oh my God. I love who he is so much. And like in the musical, not in real life. Thomas Jefferson, like don't quote me on fangirling over Thomas Jefferson, because him in real life was kind of a shithead, but like he was just not a good person, but he played violin. And I found that out on fan fiction. Oh, they did him justice. The musical version, not the real life version. Real life version's garbage. Musical version, oh my God. I love him. I love him. I do. I really, really do. So I was like, hey, I want to learn violin again. So, yeah, usually we have to spend our own money on hobbies, but my parents kind of have this rule where if it's a musical instrument, we will pay for it. So we went to Long and McQuaid, and no place has left-handed violins. And in hindsight, I should have just gotten a right-handed violin. Because one time, this one violinist that my dad knows came over and he was like, let me see your violin. And he was like, oh, this is pretty good. It's left-handed. This is so weird. You shouldn't have done that. He was like, my expert advice, take this one back and get a right-handed one. And I was like, oh, I don't. I almost. I don't know. I don't like him. He made me feel bad. He was peer pressuring me to play violin in front of this like French family, even though I'd only had like three lessons, so I didn't know how to play. He was like, "Come on, play violin." And I was like, "No, thank you." And then he took me aside and he was like, "Why do you care so much?" And he's like, "You know this is gonna hold you back for the rest of your life." And I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" Like, I don't want to embarrass myself. And I'm bad. Like, I don't want to subject people to the atrocity that is my violin playing. Like, he's really good. He's like one of the, he's superb, incredible at violin. And he just did like a fucking mini concert for a group of 15 people. You think I want to step in and play violin in front of them? And, he didn't even say it like out of earshot of everyone else. He just kind of said, he, I don't know, he just like, he made me feel bad for not wanting to play violin in front of everyone. And for that, I have always resented him because I don't like to put myself out there. And he tried, like, that's just not a cool thing to do. I've played violin a lot more though, so now I'm better at it. Still not great, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Not Thomas Jefferson level, but I'm much better at piano. But I still can't sight read. I'm working on it though. See, with the I just once they get off the ledger lines, I'm screwed. I cannot read them for the life of me. I gotta like go from the one that I know and then count down by twos and try and it's difficult. It's difficult, but it's kind of funny how when you play music, you have those songs that you memorize, and then as you learn more things, you just kind of replace them. And then you just can't remember how to do the old songs at all because at a certain point it becomes muscle memory. But if you never play them, then you just forget them, right? So I don't know any of my edgy emo song phase piano song things. Like, I knew all the Evanescence ones and I was so okay at them. And then what did I do? Oh, I started listening to songs and like trying to play them by ear. And that took up a lot of brain space, so then I just forgot all of them. And then I learned some Pokemon theme songs, and then I learned Sad by XXX, and I'm really, really good at that one because I play it a lot. So it's that one, the Little Root Town theme song, and then I made up a song, and I know how to play that one still. I'm trying to keep it in my memory. Oh shoot, I wonder if I still have it in my microphone recordings. 'Cause yeah. Well, I liked it. Martine liked it. I made her listen to it. It's been a while since I played it though. And then I saw this Instagram ad for a Kalimba. Oh wait, shit. No, well, okay, so you know the game Gotcha in high school when everyone is given a name? And you're supposed to tag that person, and then the last person standing wins. Well, the guy who had me, his name was Zach, and he was the biggest, the fastest, the most athletic, popular guy at our school. And someone texted me, and they were like, "Hey, I know who has you." And I was like, "Oh, word, who?" They were like, "Zach Monckton." And I was like, "Fuck," because this guy is terrifying. He's like, my God, he's so scary. He's really cute though. So like, it was kind of funny because I went through this phase where I just thought he was the most attractive person ever. I was just like, every time I'd see him, I'd be like, oh my God, it's Zach Monckton. He's so cute. So him having me for Gotcha was my worst nightmare. So I played it so smart. I was so sneaky that like the only time that I'd voluntarily leave my house was for art or for violin lessons. And violin lessons was a scary thing because I knew he had rugby practice that afternoon. So, and in the Windsor Park where they have practices right next to my house, and I know that he knows where I live because someone sent me a picture of his car, and I told showed my family, and I was like, "Hey guys, if you see a car like this outside of our house, let me know." So after school, I'd seek refuge at Andre or Sydney's house, and I'd get a text from one of my family members saying, like, "Hey, just so you know, his car is here, so don't come home." And then when I got home, I'd sneak through the neighbor's yard, hop the fence, and then go in the back. We have a back garage door, so it doesn't matter if anyone's home because I can just go through the garage. But one violin lesson, I got home and I had like, this was probably the first time that I knew he had me. And then, so this was the first violin lesson that I knew that he had me. Yes, that sentence makes sense. So what I did is I booked it. I booked it into my house, but my violin case wasn't zipped up properly. So it fell out of my bag and the bridge broke. And I was like, shit. Shit, my violin. Oh, God. No. I felt so bad because, like, those things are expensive. It's not like the whole violin broke, but like, a piece of it did. So what I did is I looked up violin repair people. I was gonna pay for it myself because like it was my dumbassery that broke it. So I found this guy named like Travis something. I don't know. I have his business card, but I found him on the interweb, and I emailed him with the problem, and he said, "Yeah, sure, like come in and we'll get it fixed." But then I told my mom about it. My mom was like, "Oh, I'll take it to the." What's the place called? I don't know, but the place where I got it, and we'll get it fixed. So I was like, okay, sorry, Travis, but I'm just gonna ignore your email and mom will take it in. So mom took it in, and the like Travis is his own like separate thing, you know, like he's not attached to the store, but he does repairs for that store. So mom took it in through that store to get it repaired, and he was like, "For small repairs like that, just take it straight to me and it'll cost you less." And so I thought that was funny that this whole time, like I was emailing this guy on the side trying to get it fixed without mom knowing. And then mom gets it repaired at a different place and we ends up at the same guy. And I thought that was funny. So I saw this Instagram ad and I really like they had a kalimba and I really liked the sound of it. Because they play this one song on it and it's like dun, 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 something, something or other. It's very nice though. It's quite the lovely song. It's like the first song that pops up when you type in Kalimba song. So I ordered one. It took like 4 months to get here. So much bubble wrap, but now I have this little beauty. And I noticed that it wasn't exactly tuned to how I wanted it to. I'm not sure what, because there's a lot of different tunings you can do with this thing to get different effects. And I just wanted C major tuning. But all the Bs were like kind of weird. They didn't play like regular Bs, so I was just too lazy to tune it myself. I thought you needed a hammer. But then I saw someone use pliers to like wedge the little like note things. So I did that today because I didn't feel like doing my math assignments. It was kind of cool. So I'm learning some Legend of Zelda songs. And yeah, so I'll try and play one maybe, and then I'll maybe play my piano one. I don't know. We'll see how this one goes. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, so that's one out of two songs that I learned today. I'm not that good at the second one though, so I'm not gonna bother playing it. Yeah, it's been pretty fun though. It's a lot easier than piano and violin, but the problem is that my fingernails are short because I cut them short because that's the underside gets really germy and I don't want to get sick. So it's a little, I miss the keys sometimes, but once this whole pandemic's over, I can have long fingernails again and then I can be really good at the kalimba. Yeah, it'll be pretty neat. So when I started violin lessons though, like I'm not trying to flex, but I was leagues above everyone else in that class. Like she'd be like, play this or this, and I'd get it right on my first try, and everyone else they were just bleh. And then in grade four, we had well, so we had music classes and we had choir up into from kindergarten to grade three, and then grade four they give you a recorder, and so every week we'd have recorder, like we'd have to play the song in front of the class to see our progress, and I'm gonna be real with you, I didn't practice once. Like we had a sheet where we had to write how many hours we practice. And I would just like put numbers in there just to make it look like I did my work. But I didn't practice once. And then when it came time for rehearsals, I could hear people saying, "Whoa, she's so good." This is recorder, but like those comments, man, they made me feel really, really happy. Like I wanted to tell my teacher that I never practiced, but she was like this really strict Asian lady, so I was worried I'd get in trouble. Yeah, I don't know. I want to say that I don't want to sound cocky, but I genuinely think I have some kind of natural talent for music. I'm not sure though. Haven't. It sounds really cocky when I say it, but I've just like most instruments I try, I'm just like pretty fucking good at them. It's a nice skill to have. Then again, maybe I'm really bad at them. I don't know. I don't want to sound arrogant, but it's always nice to have something that you can say you're good at. Yeah. It'd be I should probably practice more. Oh, look at my violin. It's just sitting there. So alone. I'd take lessons, but I don't really have time for it again. I don't know. Probably maybe I'll ask her in September once I quit the spa, and then I can just focus on my hobbies. On my hobbies. They could be my job someday. My dad always wanted me to busk downtown. He said, "Oh, that would be fun for you." Except he wanted me to do like draw on tattoos because that's what I did one family reunion. I just brought a pack of spark or Sharpies and people would show me what they wanted and I just draw them on with Sharpie. And it was a big hit. Like everyone loved it. It made me really happy because that side of the family I'm not like I don't fit in super well with. They're all like religious and oh, they're all religious and very talented. Like my grandma's favorite saying is, "All my grandchildren are above average," and it's very nice of her to say that, but I feel like they're all more above average. I feel like our family is kind of the disappointment in that team because we're the least religious and the least married and the least artsy. We're the least artsy. I think I don't know. They all seem to do a lot though, and I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, we just kind of feel like they don't like us as much. 'Cause we're less I don't know how to describe it. We're I want to say more problematic, because on the Kinahan side, they're all alcoholics or mental health issues, or they're all just some kind of fucked up, and we get along with them wonderfully. And yeah, so like I feel more comfortable over there because they actually seem to be human. You know, they have flaws, and then, you know, on my mom's side, it's like they do no wrong. They're always doing a project, and they're always going to piano schools in the UK and having their own beauty vlogging channel or whatever. I don't know. They do their thing. That's why I don't like seeing them. It's just because I don't know. I get along with the. Like, it's not like I don't get along with them. It's just they're very outgoing and I'm not. So it's always difficult. Because they're all pretty, and most of them are girls, by the way. We have like two guys, and that's Andrew, and he almost got married to this woman that looks just like his mom. And he likes guns and trucks. And then there's Rowan or Ronan or something. I don't know his name. He's, I don't know if I'd call him a step cousin or something, but he's weird and annoying. I don't know. I don't have to deal with him because he always follows Matt and Ben around. I like his sister, though. Her name's Taylor. I think she's dating this guy who has a son. She's my age. I think that's a little... I don't know. As long as she's happy, but I don't know. Just date someone who doesn't have a kid. You're 19. You have your whole life to not have kids. Like, don't ruin it just yet, man. I think I'd be a wonderful mother. Yeah. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm kind of tired. Yeah, I hope you had fun in Japan. Still haven't heard anything about it, really, even though I sent you snaps. I'm like, how's your adventure? And you're like, yee. Or sending pictures of food. I guess that tells me enough. You ate a lot of food. You had a great time. All your friends got sick. I don't know. You were out there living life. Well, all of us were here, not living life. Because, and what? Meh. My plants are still alive, which is pretty cool. Oh shit! I could try playing you my piano song. Well, I would do that, but everyone's home and they don't like hearing me play music. At least, like, yeah, they usually tell me to shut up or like close the door or something, which is what. Probably one of the reasons why I don't practice a whole lot is because they just, it's loud, you know? At least I don't play any brass instruments. All I play are fucking strings, which is not that bad. Ben used to play the drums. You don't see us complaining. Matt played electric guitar. Yeah, they decided they didn't care much for music, so they stopped. They got into... Well, Ben likes sports and video games. Matt likes studying and partying. I like music and art and video games too. I used to like sports. That was a thing I did. Never really went for partying though. I always just felt bad or sad whenever I was out there. I'd always have to get pissed drunk to get through the night because that was just like. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was an introvert this whole time. Never really knew. Wow, so much self-reflecting going on. I like my room a lot. I like being here. Except sometimes I feel antsy, but... I like my room. Oh shit, there's your scarf. Have not really worked on that a whole lot. It's kind of almost done, though. I don't know how long you like your scarves, so I'll just have to, like, ask you next time I see you. It's just so boring, and it takes just enough concentration that I can't watch like study videos, you know, like chemistry or math. I can't watch those videos while I knit, because knitting takes just enough of my mental that I don't actually absorb anything from the videos. So it's unfortunate.